Good morning, it's Friday, and I'm Will Reynolds with your local sports update. Starting off with girls basketball, last night in the 11th District Championship, Meade County defeated Breckenridge County 45-36, and in the 18th District Championship, Hart County won over LaRue County 49-44. Tonight in the 17th District, Central Hardin will be at E-Town at 7 o'clock in the 17th District Championship. For boys basketball, last night in the 17th District, E-Town defeated Central Hardin 60-47, and John Hardin won over Fort Knox 87-48. John Hardin and E-Town will be going head-to-head tomorrow night at John Hardin at 7 o'clock in the 17th District Championship. For the 11th District tonight, Meade County will be taking on Hancock County at 6 o'clock at Breckenridge County in the 11th District Championship. For the 12th District, Grayson County will be facing Trinity Whitesville at 7 o'clock at Butler County in the 12th District Championship. And for the 18th District, LaRue County is taking on Hart County at 6 o'clock at Caverna in the 18th District Championship. On to women's college basketball. Last night, number 4 Louisville defeated Pittsburgh 66-55, and Kentucky routed Missouri 78-63. Tomorrow, Western Kentucky is hosting Middle Tennessee at 3 o'clock, and on Sunday, number 4 Louisville is taking on number 14 Notre Dame at noon, and Kentucky will be hosting Auburn at 4 o'clock. For men's college basketball, tomorrow, number 6 Kentucky will be on the road taking on number 18 Arkansas at 2 o'clock. Western Kentucky will be at Middle Tennessee at 7, and Louisville will be facing Wake Forest at 7 o'clock. For the NHL, last night the Predators beat the Stars 2-1 in a shootout victory. Tomorrow the Predators will be hosting the Tampa Bay Lightning at Nissan Stadium in Nashville at 7:30. This will be the team's first stadium series game and the first time the team has hosted an outdoor game. The Predators will be outfitted in brand new uniforms just for the occasion. And with that, this has been Will Reynolds with your local sports update.